Hey guys, it's Art the Mic. Welcome to the 14th episode of Global Groove. The shore of politics gets spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between. From the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, hey, how are you? Welcome. I hope you're ready for the political roller coaster ride I'm going to take you on. For my day ones, welcome back. You know what to do. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Today we're diving into a super important topic in today's politics, the Overton window. Now I know the name sounds a little bit like something you'd hear in a political science class and immediately forget, but actually it's one of the best ways to understand why some political ideas sound normal and others sound completely shocking. So what is it exactly? The Overton window is a range of ideas, policies, or opinions that the general public considers acceptable at a given moment. Basically, it's a space of what people think is reasonable in politics. Outside of that window, ideas can seem too extreme, too radical, or just too weird to be taken seriously. But here's the thing, that window moves, and when it moves, politics move with it. So let's break that down a little. Imagine a spectrum of ideas. On one side, you have things people see as totally unthinkable. Then you have the ideas that feel radical, then acceptable, then sensible, then popular. And finally, they become an actual policy. That means something that sounds completely crazy today could, with enough repetition, media attention, or political support, become mainstream tomorrow. And honestly, that's what makes the Overton window so relevant in today's political climate. We live in a time where political ideas travel fast. Social media, 24-hour news, podcasts, influencers, politicians who love shock value. All of that can push the window. Sometimes slowly, sometimes super fast. When people repeat the same idea again and again, even if it starts off sounding extreme, it can begin to feel familiar. And once something feels familiar, it stops feeling impossible. That's how the window shifts. And this is not just a theory. History has many examples. Let's start with women's right to vote. There was a time when the idea of women voting was seen as absurd in many countries. People said it would destroy society, go against nature, or ruin politics. Today, of course, the idea that women should not vote sounds completely outrageous. The window moved. And we can also think about Europe before World War II. At first, Nazi ideology and the kind of extreme racist, ultra-nationalist, and authoritarian ideas it promoted would have seemed absolutely insane to many people. But little by little, through propaganda, fear, economic crisis, and the targeting of minorities, those ideas moved closer to the political mainstream in Germany, until they became state policy, and, for a time, a terrifying new normal. After the war, those ideas went back to being widely seen as unacceptable and morally horrific. But, and this is important, the window can also move in more dangerous directions. And that's a big part of why it feels so relevant today. When we look at the recent rise of far-right and extremist figures in different parts of the world, and the way some of their rhetoric is becoming more normalized in public debate, we can see how the ideas once thought to be completely outside the mainstream can, over time, find their way back into it. In many countries, things that once could have caused major public outrage are now being discussed like they're totally normal. Harsh rhetoric about migrants, attacks on the independence of the media, of the court, open contempt for democratic norms, extreme nationalism, white nationalist language, mass deportation policies, and the normalization of state violence. All of this shows how the Overton window is constantly moving, and not always in a good way. Sometimes, politicians don't even try to make an idea popular right away. They just want to make it discussable. They throw it out there. People get shocked, everyone talks about it, and little by little, the idea enters the public conversation. Once it's in the conversation, it's no longer unthinkable. It becomes debatable. And once it's debatable, it can become acceptable. That's the real power of the Overton window. And this is why some people say today's political climate is not just about left versus right. It's also about the boundaries of what people are ready to tolerate. Who gets to define what is normal? Who decides what counts as too extreme? And who benefits when the window moves? Because the Overton window is not just a moral compass. Just because something becomes mainstream doesn't mean it's good. And just because an idea is outside of the window doesn't mean it's wrong. Sometimes, the most important ideas in history start out sounding too radical. That's why social movements matter so much. Activists, writers, journalists, students, artists, they can all push the window too. They can make people see certain things differently. They can change what society accepts. They can widen the space for new ideas. So, the window doesn't just move because of people in power. It can also move because of people pushing back against it. To give a recent example, think about the controversy around Elon Musk's gesture at Trump's January 2025 inauguration event. Many people compared it to a Nazi salute, while others dismissed that reaction or defended it. The point here is not to claim with certainty that what he meant, but to notice how something that evokes such extreme imagery quickly became just another political argument. And that is exactly how the Overton window can shift. When what once would have been totally shocking becomes something people explain away, people joke about, or gradually get used to. Sometimes, it really does feel like people are being asked to get used to things that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. And when that happens, it's worth stopping and asking, are we watching a healthy change in political debate, or are we watching the normalization of something much more worrying? That doesn't mean everything new is bad. Of course not. Politics need to change, societies evolve, new ideas matter. But the key question is always, what kind of change are we talking about, and who pays the price? So, to wrap things up, the Overton window helps us understand how political ideas move from the fringe to the center, and how things that once seemed shocking can, over time, start to feel normal. It shows us that politics is not just about what people believe, it's also about what people get used to hearing, seeing, and accepting. From women's rights to the rise of authoritarian ideas in Europe before World War II, history shows us that the window is always moving. Sometimes it moves towards more justice, more rights, and more freedom, but sometimes it moves in the other direction. Towards fear, exclusion, and the normalization of things should still shock us. And that's why the ideas matter so much today. Because when you understand the Overton window, you start paying attention in a different way. You start asking, why does this sound normal now? Who made it sound normal? Who benefits from that shift? And who gets hurt by it? Alright folks, that's all for today's episode of Global Groove. Do you think the Overton window helps explain today's political shocks, or do you think politics has moved even beyond that? And in the end, the real question is not whether the window moves, because it always does, but who is moving it, in which direction, and at what cost? Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio, and hit up our website at www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts, and let's keep that conversation rolling. Until next time, keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's I Can See Clearly Now by Jimmy Cliff to celebrate the start of spring.